Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. This is the one that we celebrate tonight. During this past month, we have considered so many things concerning the birth story, the Nativity. We've considered the perspective of so many people, and each one has a different perspective. But tonight we're just going to be focused on the birth itself, the birth of the Lord Jesus. Yes, there were Old Testament prophecies. There were some New Testament prophecies. There was all kinds of stories. But tonight, we're just going to zero in on the birth of the Holy One. We're going to do it in word, and we're going to do it in song. We have a tremendous heritage of carols that have been passed on to us and that we're passing on to the next generation. And we're going to be singing some of those carols together. And I just trust that tonight, each one of us are going to grasp in a new way what the meaning of Christmas is. Christmas is not an end in itself, but it's a beginning. God's purpose in His Son lasted far beyond Bethlehem, but this is where it started in Bethlehem. I'm going to ask Phil Parsons to lead us in a word of prayer as we start our program tonight, and then we're going to do some singing. Phil?
Thank you, Jerry. Let's pray. It's nice to see everyone here this evening, and the Lord will certainly be honored as we come to remember Him, the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, we have been considering already, just in our thoughts, coming together, that unto us a Son is given, and His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. It's wonderful to come together this evening, and we're grateful for these moments to quiet our hearts and meditate upon the reality of what we've come to celebrate this time of year. Father, we're grateful for the fact that You gave heaven's very best. There is no other greater gift that You could give to mankind, and we're grateful, Father, for the reality that You gave the Lord Jesus Christ. We've come to remember that and to celebrate that this evening. And so we ask Your blessing on all that is said and sung tonight. Father, may it bring honor and glory to You. For we give thanks in Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.
Please find a hymn book near you in the pew and turn to number 292. 292. Thou didst leave thy throne and thy kingly crown when thou camest to earth for me. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for Thee. 292.
angels sing at thy sounding of victory. Let thy voice call me home, saying, yet there is room, there is room at my side for thee. All glory shall be joys, Lord Jesus, when thou camest in call, bless for
Stedmore. I'm going to be reading from Luke chapter 2, reading from verse 1 through 11. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus, that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinus was governing Syria. So all went out to be registered, every one to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now they were in the same country, shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." It's just amazing that we are here tonight and we have this privilege to ask the Lord Jesus Christ into our heart. If you haven't already do that. You see, the Lord Jesus came as a baby. He was born in Bethlehem. But his main purpose was to die for mankind. Man had sinned. And there was no hope, because all of us was born sinner. And there had to be a sinless man to do the job. And that person was God's Son, the Lord Jesus. He was of pure stock. There was no sin in him. And he came and died for us. Tonight, that availability of his love, his grace, his mercy is still available to whoever will accept it. And we have tonight to just sit, listen, and as we listen, we learn, we understand why the baby was born. Remember, this one was so rich. He had the universe. He made the world. And yet he was born in a stall because there was no room for him in the inn. Tonight, I'll ask the question again. Do you have room in your heart for the Lord Jesus Christ? Maybe you can make that decision before you leave here tonight. Thank you. Thank you, Stedmore. I'm going to ask Paul to come up along with Diego and Alex, and they have some music for us.
The song we'll be singing this to start off is called Son of God by Michael W. Smith. Son of God, pure as light, Lord on high, is here tonight, stamping through this sacred sky. Suddenly our eyes behold Heaven's perfect plan unfold, Son of God. Son of God, love divine, timeless one, steps in to die. Who could dream of such a thing? With us now, the King of Kings. Men and angels bow and sing, singing Alleluia,
Hallelujah. We're singing Gloria, Hallelujah. We're singing Gloria. We're singing Gloria, Hallelujah. We're singing Gloria, Hallelujah. We're singing Gloria. We're singing Gloria.
Never know when the flash mob is going to appear. I think this is a first for Fifth Avenue Chapel. We have no problem taking advantage of people who are visiting tonight. We're going to ask Janice Crawford to come up and sing for us. And Janice and her family spent many years here at Fifth Avenue Chapel, but they now reside in Pennsylvania, so we don't see them that often, but we're going to see them tonight. And then when Janice is through, her son Dan has a reading he's going to share with us.
The little town of Bethlehem looks like another silent night. Above your deep and dreamless sleep, a giant star lights up the sky. And while you're lying in the dark, there shines an everlasting light. For the king has left his throne and is sleeping in a manger tonight, tonight. Oh, Bethlehem, what did you miss while you were sleeping? God became a man and stepped into your world today. Oh, Bethlehem, you have gone down in history as the city with no room. Mary shivers in the cold and tries to keep the Savior warm. Born among the animals and wrapped in simple rags because there was no room for him in the world he came to save. Oh, Bethlehem, what did you miss while you were sleeping? God became a man and stepped into your world today. Oh, Bethlehem, you have gone down in history as the city with no room for its king. While you were sleeping, while you were sleeping. United States of America looks like another silent night. While we're sung to sleep by philosophies to save the trees but not the children, and while you're lying in the dark, there's a shattered cross.
To share this short story with you. Not entirely sure who wrote it or even what it's called for that matter, but I'll read it for you. I think it's kind of hard for any one of these short stories to really capture all the elements of the gospel message, but this certainly points in the right direction. It says, one snowy Christmas Eve, a certain man's wife was on her way to the Christmas Eve service in the farm community where they lived. As usual, she asked her husband to come, but as usual, he refused. "The Christmas story is nonsense," he exclaimed. "Why would God lower himself to come to earth as a man? That's ridiculous." She and their children went, but he stayed home. That night, the wind began to blow, and the snow turned into a blizzard. As the man looked out the window, all he could see was a blinding snowstorm. He sat down before the fireplace to relax. Suddenly, there was a loud thump, something that hit the window. He looked out, but he couldn't see more than a few feet because of the blinding snow. When the storm let up a little, he ventured out to see what could have been beating on his window. In the field near the house, he saw a flock of wild geese. Apparently, they were flying south when they were caught in the blizzard and couldn't go on. They were lost and stranded on his farm, without food or shelter. They aimlessly flew around the field in low circles, some flying into his window. The man felt concern and pity for the geese and wanted to help them. The barn would be a great place for them to stay, he thought. It was warm and safe, and they would be saved from the storm. He opened the barn doors wide, but the geese just fluttered around and didn't seem to notice the barn or understand what it could mean for them. The man tried to get their attention, but that just seemed to scare them, and they moved further away. He brought out some bread and made a trail leading to the barn, but they still didn't catch on. Now he was getting frustrated. He got behind them and tried to shoo them toward the barn, but they only became frightened and scattered in every direction. Nothing he could do got them to go where they would be safe. "Why don't they follow me?" he puzzled. "Can't they see this is the only way they can survive?" He thought for a moment and then said, "If only I were a goose, I could save them." Suddenly, he had an idea. He went into the barn, got one of his own geese, and carried it into his arms as he circled around behind the flock of wild geese. When he released his goose, it flew straight into the safety of the barn. One by one, the other geese followed it to safety. He stood silently for a moment as the words he had spoken a few minutes earlier replayed in his mind. "If only I were a goose, then I could save them." Then he thought about what he had said to his wife. Suddenly it all made sense. That is what God had done. We were all like the geese, blind, lost, perishing. God had his son become like us so he could show us the way and save us. That was the meaning of Christmas, he realized. As the winds and blinding snow died down, he understood why Christ had come. He fell to his knees in the snow and prayed his first real prayer, "Thank you, Lord, for coming in human form to get me out of the world of danger and death and leading me into safety and life."
Yes, God's ways are not our ways. And he comes up with things that we never would have come up with, but yet they are wonderful ideas, and that is his. Let's sing again together. 278, another song about the angels. They had a big part during that nativity story. And let's sing verses 1, 3, and 4. Gloria in excelsis Deo, glory to God in the highest. Verses 1, 3, and 4.
Thank you.
for good singing. I'm going to ask Paul to come back, and Jim and Joe, and kids. And then when they're through, we're going to have another kids group. We have two families. They're actually the same family, but two branches of it, from North Jersey and from Iowa. And they're going to come up after this group, and they're going to sing for us as well.
Our first song is called Born as the King. As was mentioned already, Christmas time we celebrate the part of the story where Jesus was born on this earth. And we know that that's not the end of the story. We also know that's not even the beginning of the story. God had a plan from the very beginning of time to redeem mankind for our sins. And so we just praise God for it. But Christmas is a nice time, a great time to celebrate that that birth. So we rejoice in the day, right? Christmas.
Born unto us this day a Savior, gifted from heaven to a manger. The hope of the world alive for all mankind. All of the earth rejoice, it's Christmas time. So lift up your voice and sing out his praise, it's Christmas. Born is the King, rejoice in the day, it's Christmas. Make a joyful sound, it's Christmas. Goodwill to all the earth and peace divine. All of the earth rejoice. It's Christmas time, it's Christmas time. So lift up your voice and sing out his praise. It's Christmas, born is the King, rejoice in the day. It's Christmas, make a joyful sound. It's Christmas, let his praise resound. It's Christmas, so lift up your voice and sing out his praise. It's Christmas. Born is the King, rejoice in the day. It's Christmas, make a joyful sound. It's Christmas, let his praise resound. It's Christmas time. Saw the heavens testify. Now I hang back in the shadows. I wanna come close. I wanna know. She sees me shivering here. She smiles and with a nod. I walk through the mud and straw to the newborn Son of God. Come, let us adore him. He has come down to this world. All I have to give him is adoration.
Jesus a wrinkled hand through the dust and the flies. Wrapped in rags like we are, and with barely open eyes, he takes my finger, and he won't let go, and he won't let go. It's nothing like I knew before, and it's all I need to know. Come, let us adore him. He has come down to this world we live in, and all I have to give him is adoration. Come, let us adore him. He has come down to the world we live in, and all I have to give him is adoration. God is with us here, our Emmanuel. God is with us here, our Emmanuel.
Cousin time is very special, isn't it? Especially when they don't see each other too often. But thank you for putting it together for us. That's a great thing. I'm going to sing another congregational song. You can turn to it, but I'd like to make some comments along the way. Number 253. It's a carol that I know is familiar to each and every one here. I'd like to tell you a little story about this song. About 2 weeks ago, my wife and I happened to be in Salzburg in Austria, and we found out something that we didn't realize that I'd like to share with you. 200 years ago tonight, December 24th, 1818, was the very first performance of a song that we call Silent Night. It was first performed in the city Oppendorf near Salzburg, and it's a very interesting story as to how it even happened. A man by the name of Joseph Marr, a young clergyman, was preparing for his annual Christmas Eve service, such as we're having tonight, and he made a discovery, and that was the organ, the church organ, was broken. Now, this was the source of their music, and they realized it was not going to be fixed in time for their special service. So even all the music that they had wanted to do was now questionable. But then Joseph remembered he had actually written a poem a while back called Stille Nacht, and he had written it quite a while, a ways before that, but he decided to take this poem to his friend, Franz Gruber, who happened to be the organist. And he said to Franz, you know, could you write a melody that would kind of fit these words, but we're not going to have the organ, so maybe we could do it with guitar. And within a few hours, he did just that. And at that Christmas Eve service, 200 years ago tonight, they first heard this song called Silent Night. Interestingly enough, you know, if it wasn't for that broken organ, we may never have heard this song, Silent Night. But the song spread very, very quickly throughout the villages in Austria. 22 years later, it was sung by a choir to King Frederick William of Prussia, who started promoting this song. And then in 1863, it was translated into English, and the English world started to sing this song, Silent Night. And in 1871, it started to be added to the hymnals that we were using in the English-speaking world. Today, this song is sung by 120 different language groups. 120 different language groups. You know, and this is a song that generations of people have used to contemplate the mysteries of the incarnation. The fact that God came into earth, came into our time. You know, it's universally loved by children and by adults as well. And one of the great themes of this song is God's heavenly peace. It's observed in the words. It's observed in the chords and the soft contrast. You know, the Savior still whispers peace today. It's not just for something that happened 200 years ago or 2,000 years ago, but he still whispers peace to us today, to all those who would listen to him. Matthew 11:28 says, "Come unto me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you peace." Tonight we're going to sing this song, three verses, the first, the third, and the fourth. And it's going to be very much like it was 200 years ago for the very first hearing of this song, because we're going to do it with a guitar. And I will say, though, I don't think they had an amplifier. Oh, we're not going to use amplifier.
No amps.
No amps. It's going to be just the way it was 200 years ago. So I'm going to ask Joe to lead us in Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night, oh. Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light.
Thank you, Joe. I'm going to ask my wife, Marilyn, to come up and join me and Phil and Mary Parsons. And we're going to sing a song for you, just simply titled The Beautiful Star of Bethlehem.
Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on, shine on.
We have one more item of special music tonight, and it's sure to be one of the highest highlights of the evening. So I'm going to ask the men to come up with the green sheets. And we've not rehearsed this, but we'll figure that out. You know, men don't read instructions either. We don't practice. But the title is Good Christian Men Rejoice. So we trust that it's a good group of Christian men here, and we're going to lead you in some rejoicing. Just said, good thing we didn't practice, you know. Going to dismiss our organist. Oh, wait a minute. No, we do have one more congregational number. I'm sorry. Number 258. 258, and then we're going to go to the final part of our program tonight where we light some candles and consider the light of the world. Number 258, go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ was born. Luke 2:17, we read this, that when the shepherds had seen him, they spread the word about him. And this is our challenge tonight, to tell others about the saving work of the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's sing together, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Oh,
you, ladies. Now I will dismiss our pianist and organist because we're going to be doing some singing a cappella tonight. Does everybody have a copy of the song sheet? Or at least one to share? And you all have a candle with a holder? Okay. You see, Ian, can you grab some more candles? Yeah. Okay. John 8, verse 12 says this. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of light. What is light? Well, it's the absence of darkness. Sometimes it's defined as truth. We call truth light. We call knowledge light. We call righteousness light. And Jesus is all of these. And some today, this very day, stumble in darkness because they don't know the light. Following the one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto me, comes to the Father, but by me. We're going to light candles in a moment, but a few things we have to do first. We're going to form a circle all the way around the chapel. And we'll take it step by step. If you would do that right now, just move to the outside, the perimeter. Bring your song sheet with you. We might need to stretch it on both ends, both sides. Jeremy, is the light is working? I do want it back on again. Oh, after the lights are lit. A few instructions. First of all, is this working?
No. Yeah.
It was earlier. What?
It was.
What happened? Well, I'll talk real loud. Okay. We're going to start the candle lighting back by the door. Jeremy and Ian are our acolytes for tonight. And then they're going to start spreading it throughout the room, one candle at a time. Now, remember this. Never dip a lit candle. If you have an unlit candle, you dip it to the lit candle. But the lit candle always stays straight. Okay? Second of all, children. I'm going to leave it up to parents to decide whether they should have a candle or not. And I think you understand what that's all about. So we have formed a circle, and I'm going to ask Jeremy and Ian to start lighting their candle, and then to start each side, and we're going to sing while they're doing this. And if somebody is nearby in the back and can turn off lights as we have more candlelight, that would be a good thing. Okay. In your song sheet, there's a song called A Thousand Candles. We're going to sing this while we're lighting. Shall we sing? We light a thousand candles bright around the earth today. And all the beams will shine across the heaven's glad display. Over land and sea tonight, the joyful message brings the birth of Him, our Lord and Christ, our Savior and our King. At Bethlehem, oh, let your precious light.
sublime. The warmth that comes from Jesus' love this blessed Christmas time. We light a thousand candles bright around the earth today. Then all the beams will shine across the heaven's grand display. Yet over land and sea tonight, the joyful message brings. The birth of Him, our Lord and Christ, our Savior and our King. Dear bright and star of Bethlehem, let your precious light shine in with hope and peace towards man in every home tonight. Christmas time. I think we have an idea now what light means to darkness. If we did not have these candles, we'd be in pitch darkness. Jesus is the light of the world. Let's sing that little song, Away in the Manger, a different tune than the one we heard before, but let's sing it together in candlelight.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down His sweet head. The stars in the bright sky looked down where He lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask Thee to stay. Close by me forever, and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in Thy tender care, and fill us for heaven till we'll be there.
Then to conclude our evening tonight, let's flip over that song sheet, and we're going to sing The Light of the World is Jesus. Remember, this is why He came. He didn't come just to be born, but that baby grew up to be a man, and He taught, and He healed, and showed His power. Eventually, He died on a cross to take away our sins. It was a penalty that we should have paid, but through faith in Him, we can be justified before a just God.
The whole world was lost in the darkness of sin. The light of the world is Jesus. Like sunshine at noonday, His glory shone in. The light of the world is Jesus. Come to the light, 'tis shining for thee. Sweetly the light has dawned upon me. Once I was blind, but now I can see. The light of the world is Jesus. No darkness have we who in Jesus abide. The light of the world is Jesus. We walk in the light when we follow our God. The light of the world is Jesus. Come to the light, 'tis shining for thee. Sweetly the light has dawned upon me. Once I was blind, but now I can see. The light of the world is Jesus. No need of the sunshine in heaven, we're told. The light of the world is Jesus. The Lamb is the light in the city of gold. The light of the world is Jesus. Come to the light, 'tis shining for thee. Sweetly the light has dawned upon me. Once I was blind, but now I can see. The light of the world is Jesus.
Now, carefully blow out your candle, and we can have lights turned on. Stay where you are, though. Just a few announcements. Then I'm going to ask Malcolm Skelton, and Malcolm's there. Would you close in a word of prayer in just a moment? Okay, thank you. When you leave tonight, you know, we can throw out the candles in the foyer. Jeremy, maybe you can find the basket there to put them in. And we recycle the song sheet, so if you could leave them behind, that would be great, too. For those of you who are visiting tonight, we're very happy to have you. We have further services this week, Thursday night prayer meeting at 7:15. And then Sunday, Family Bible Hour is at 11. We do not have an evening service because we have a Monday night service. It's a New Year's Eve family time from 6 to 9. We have pizza, so there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer to let us know you're coming. And then we're going to show a movie called I Can Only Imagine. And maybe you've seen it before, maybe you'd like to see it again, but we're going to show it on Saturday night. Just for the chapel people, just for your information, Joe Cannata did come out of the hospital today. He'll be staying with his brother for a few days. So continue praying for Joe, but it's kind of a move in the right direction that he was able to leave the hospital today. So Malcolm, if you would dismiss us in a word of prayer, we can be on our way on Christmas Eve. Have a very Merry Christmas.